Yeah, I know, talking to some Labour MPs, they fear momentum is about putting the sort of squeeze on them in their constituencies. And do you understand why some Labour MPs are fearful of momentum?
Yeah, I certainly don't think that we're talking about deselection of any sitting MPs at the moment. That doesn't mean to say that there's not going to be opportunities coming up with boundary changes, MPs that stand down before the next election, and, you know, various things that happen where there's opportunities to discuss, as these organic campaigns develop within Momentum, are there people coming forward that deserve to represent their community in Parliament? You know, is there a mum that's been campaigning to save a local children's centre? Is there a worker that's led a strike for the living wage? These people deserve to have their voices heard and deserve to represent the interests of their community. So, you know, my call to those people that are concerned about deselection and a lot of the stuff that's been spoken about in the press is, you know, don't be fearful. Work with us, you know, come to our meetings, engage in these processes, let's really have this debate and work together.
I think the issue of selection at council level and at MP level is an issue for CLPs, it's an issue for local Labour parties. Momentum's role is primarily outward facing. We are about engaging people on the ground at a grassroots level to bring people in to create the conditions for social change. I would say, very much like Nadine, to those people who are fearful, come and join us and be part of it. Have your voice heard as much as anybody else's.
I mean, I feel the same way as well. I think if you are a leader because you stand for the interests of loads of people around you, as long as that remains true and as long as you can kind of continue to engage people in conversation, what's there to fear, really? And if there are new people that have, you know, turned up from the woodworks, then you're just going to have to make sure you know what they want as well. And that's easy to do if you turn up and hear them.
Yeah, I completely agree. I'm happy to reach out a hand of friendship to any Labour MP. I mean, they're the MPs that represent my party, and they're a really experienced group of people who've got lots of political nous. We want them on our side. I mean, when I hear them on the radio saying they're frightened, or even worse, briefing anonymously against the party, I'm absolutely astonished, because they can do it the other way around. I heard Chuck Omuna on the radio the other day really fighting his corner for the Labour Party and putting stuff across really well. I cheered at the end of what he had to say on Radio 4. Do that. Reach out to us. I'm ready to support any Labour MP that supports us.
Last thought, what would be a result? What do you think would be a success for Momentum? What would you like it to achieve?
I'd like to see millions of people as affiliated members from every walk of life, people on the ground who are part of a mass movement, like some of the mass left-wing progressive movements in Europe, who decided that we have a democracy that's worth being part of, and they want to be actively involved in it, rather than the huge apathetic group of people, 30-odd% of the population, who didn't bother to vote the last time around because they somehow believe that this is nothing to do with them. It's everything to do with them, and they're the people we need to reach out and be part of Momentum. And if we can do that over the next 5 years, that will be a huge success story.
I think it's a 2020 Labour victory for me. I mean, there are loads of things that we want out of it, but I think for the moment, I think that's our focus, essentially. And everything we do, we want to build up to that short, long-term goal, I think.
I'd like Momentum to be part of the social fabric of this country, so that when people think about making a difference in their community, coming forward with a new idea, taking action on something that they consider to be unjust, that they first think of Momentum and the Labour Party.
I'd like to see Momentum become a mass movement for social change, with its base amongst the working class, students, those people that have been most severely affected by this neoliberal anti-austerity agenda, developing activists and foot soldiers ready to go and get the vote out for 2020 and deliver a Labour victory.